Let's pray. Dear Lord, you are mighty and wonderful, and most importantly, you are with us, even in these uncertain times. Remind us of your presence and calm any anxieties we may have. Lord, we know that we are not always the people you would have us be. We fail to remember that there are people who are less fortunate than we are, and because of this, we turn a blind eye to their needs. We hurt others through our actions and our inactions. We hold on to our anger, and we refuse to forgive. We harm your creation and use your resources for a selfish gain. We do all these things and more. And now in the silence, we confess our individual sins to you. Oh God, please forgive us for all the ways we have sinned against you and restore us to right relationships with you. And God, thank you for your love, your care, and your forgiveness. Your faithfulness to us is unbelievable, and it's so undeserved, but there it is for us. Thank you. And Lord, there are needs in our community, and we ask for your help and guidance with them. We are in times of uncertainty, doubt, and distancing from each other. Our community is used to coming together and reaching out and caring for each other, but we've been asked to not come together so that we can protect those among us who are most vulnerable. Help us, Lord, that in our physical distancing, we are not socially distancing. Help us to remember to pick up our phones and check on our community, to offer words of comfort and to help those who are alone to not feel lonely. Prompt us to provide for the needs of those who are sick, in pain, or dealing with failing health. Help us to remember that there may be some who among us who have needs that they've not had before. Bring those needs to our attention. Wake us up and prompt us to action. Whatever the need, God, we ask you to make your presence known to those who are suffering. Provide them your peace and let them feel your comfort. Open our eyes and move us to action. We ask all this in the name of Jesus, who taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.